You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 31. Today, I want to share with you some of the best food for flu season and to fight infections and to boost your immunity any time of year. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a healthy plant-based diet for health and wellness, for the planet, and for animal welfare. A healthy plant-based diet consists of whole grains, legumes like beans and lentils, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. It excludes all meat, dairy, and eggs. If you are just getting started on a vegan diet, please listen to my podcast number 1, Getting Started on a Vegan Diet, and podcast number 10, How to Get Optimum Nutrition on a Plant-Based Diet. If you're still on the fence about beginning a plant-based diet in 2018, always remember, big changes always happen outside of the things you normally do. In my experience, big changes and big actions lead to big rewards. And I promise, if you give yourself enough of a chance to feel the benefits of a plant-based diet, you will never want to go back to meat, dairy, and eggs. Now, let's talk about flu season. This has been a particularly harsh flu season, and the medical profession is scratching their heads because there is a lot of confusion out there about why. But during these winter months or any time of year, we need to support and boost the immune system whenever we can. And there are many ways to incorporate strengthening superfoods into our everyday routine and to use nutrient-dense ingredients to fight viruses, bacteria, and infections. And that's what we'll discuss today. Before we get to that, I want to mention that 2 weeks ago, a major report was released linking a food additive called trehalose to the increase of a deadly superbug called Clostridium difficile. In addition to that, it looks like trehalose can boost viruses. Trehalose is a popular sweetener that can be found in everything from nutritional drinks, energy bars, energy products, stevia blends, frozen food, fruit juices, jams, instant noodles, and even fast food joints use it to improve the taste of their seasoned beef products. So it's everywhere. The food industry uses trehalose to improve the texture and stability of food products, so it is mainly used as a preservative. This simple sugar food additive has been blamed for the C. difficile epidemic. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, C. difficile is currently the most common infection and causes 500,000 infections a year. In the past 20 years, they have seen a rising epidemic of C. difficile infections, and it has been a mystery until now. Researchers from Baylor College of Medicine and other research centers say they have located the cause of the rising epidemic, and they say it is trehalose. So, what does trehalose do inside our body? In a nutshell, what scientists found out is that pathogens, which is used to describe any virus, bacteria, or fungus in our body, are boosted by this additive trehalose. What is even scarier is that even some flu vaccines can contain trehalose. They use it in the vaccines to help the vaccines remain stable and viable. The only way to avoid trehalose is to look carefully at everything you eat, read the label, and ask your doctor if a vaccine you need contains this additive. Now, let's talk about some healthy foods that you can put in your body to help fight infections like the flu and the common cold. Let's start with an incredible study that was just published last month. The study showed that one serving of leafy greens every day can prevent brain aging and help prevent dementia. The data found that adults who were in the top 20% of leafy green vegetable consumption, which is only 1 to 2 servings a day, not only had slower cognitive decline, but in the words of one of the researchers, these people were the equivalent of being 11 years younger in age. Yes, 11 years younger in cognitive skills, and all you have to do is eat 1 to 2 servings of leafy greens. That's it, every day. Kale, spinach, turnip greens, mustard greens, lettuce, bok choy, and cruciferous leafy greens like Brussels sprouts and broccoli. That is all you have to do. Eat one serving every day. Leafy greens are also jam-packed with vitamin C. This nutrient is not only a great antioxidant, but this vitamin can also help replenish levels of beneficial antioxidants. Another leafy green, broccoli, and you might remember this from one of my earlier podcasts, but a study was done in 2014 in China, which has the worst air pollution in the world. And in this study, the researchers gave 300 Chinese men and women a beverage made of water, pineapple, lime juice, and broccoli. Half the group drank a mixture without broccoli. All the participants had their urine and blood tested, and what they discovered that among the people drinking the broccoli beverage, the rate of excretion of the carcinogen benzene increased by 61% compared to the group who didn't have the broccoli. So what they found is that broccoli boosts the defense mechanism that accelerates the clearing of harmful carcinogens like high levels of benzene caused by air pollution from the body. So broccoli is a food that can clear your body of toxins. So here is what we have so far for optimal health this winter. Avoid trehalose and check food labels carefully for this harmful ingredient. Next, eat one serving of leafy greens like spinach or kale per day for extra antioxidants. And eat one serving of broccoli per day to help excrete harmful bacteria. Next up are mushrooms. Mushrooms are hands down one of the best anti-inflammatory foods you can eat because they have a powerful antioxidant called ergothionine that helps lower inflammation throughout the entire body. Mushrooms are also a high antioxidant food, which means they fight free radical damage. Mushroom nutrition benefits also include their capability to inhibit viruses and decrease the severity of illness in those who are already sick. The porcini mushroom had the highest amount of ergothionine by far, but even the more common mushroom types had antioxidants, and cooking does not affect the compounds because ergothionine is heat stable. Just this past November 2017, a study was released by Penn State that said that mushrooms not only have high amounts of ergothionine, but also high amounts of glutathione, which has been coined the mother of all antioxidants. They also said that mushrooms could have anti-aging potential. And they are looking into the role that these powerful antioxidants could have in decreasing the likelihood of neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. Wow, who knew that mushrooms were such a superfood? Perhaps even the mother of all superfoods. So try to add a few servings of mushrooms to your diet every week. I love making a simple stir fry of mushrooms and asparagus and serving that over brown rice. Or I especially enjoy them grilled with vegan gravy and a cauliflower mash. I promise I will put that recipe link in this week's show notes. The next thing is fruit. Not just any fruit, but a fruit that many of us don't eat very often, and that is kiwi fruit. And this is backed up by quite a study. Researchers in New Zealand found that the consumption of kiwi fruit reduces the severity and duration of certain upper respiratory tract infection symptoms. One of the groups they studied were small children, who are an at-risk group because children average twice as many upper respiratory tract infections as adults, 4 to 6 per year. So in the study, 66 preschoolers were randomized into two groups, kiwi fruit versus bananas. In the kiwi group, not only were there significant improvements in the symptoms of those who got sick, fewer children got sick in the first place. Just an FYI to go along with that, some children are allergic to kiwi fruit, and it is a common food allergy, so kiwis might not be for everyone. Now, the last food I want to talk about is garlic. Eating garlic regularly is one of the best things you can do during flu season. Allicin, a natural chemical in garlic, fights bacteria and viruses. I know for many of you, garlic is not a regular ingredient, but you can change that by adding chopped garlic to sautéed greens. Just sauté your greens in vegetable broth and add some chopped garlic, or add a bit of finely minced garlic to your salad dressing. You can roast them whole and puree the soft paste with some vegetable broth and add that to some mashed potatoes. Or you could just make a homemade salsa by chopping up some tomatoes, onions, and lots of garlic. Or you can just make some garlic toast by toasting some bread and rubbing it with a clove of garlic. I know everyone thinks chicken soup is the best thing for a cold, but it is actually garlic soup. So let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and make a quick and simple garlic soup. And as we all know, winter always gets better with soup. The first thing you do is grind 1/4 cup of pine nuts in a food processor until it has a crumbly texture, sort of the consistency of Parmesan. And you season that with 1 tablespoon of nutritional yeast and a little ground black pepper. Then, in a large soup pot, heat 1/3 cup of vegetable broth and add 4 garlic cloves minced. Also add 1 bay leaf, 1/4 teaspoon of dried thyme, or if you have some fresh, add a few sprigs of fresh thyme, and saute that approximately 2 minutes until the garlic has softened. Then add 6.5 cups of vegetable broth or water to the pot. Season it with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and some more ground black pepper. Bring that to a boil, cover, and simmer it for 15 minutes. add a half a cup of pasta, such as a whole wheat fusilli, cover and simmer that until it's al dente, about 5 to 10 minutes. Then all you do is add a cup of frozen peas and a couple of handfuls of fresh greens like spinach or kale and simmer for another 3 to 4 minutes. Meanwhile, here's a flavor bomb. Toast some baguette or bread slices and rub them with a cut garlic clove and place one or two slices into each bowl. Ladle the cooked soup over the bread and top with a couple of spoonfuls of pine nuts and serve. You can also make the soup a pasta fagioli by adding a 14-ounce can of tomatoes and a 14-ounce can of white beans. That is it, garlic soup for flu season. I will admit this is very garlicky, but you can neutralize that garlic breath by eating an apple after, which has a natural mouth deodorant, or drink some lemon water, or have some green tea, all of which will get rid of garlic breath. Now, let's discuss cutting out foods that lead to inflammation. Those include refined carbohydrates like white flour, sugar, and saturated fats found in butter, milk, and other animal fats, such as red meat and chicken. People are often surprised to learn how much saturated fat is in chicken because we often think of chicken as a healthy choice. I know I did before I became vegan. But a 6-ounce portion of chicken contains 6 grams of saturated fat. Also, one serving of chicken contains just as much cholesterol as red meat. Another thing to worry about eating chicken when you're sick are the antibiotics that are fed to these animals, and also arsenic, which is a common industry practice. They feed them arsenic in order to make them grow faster. Both antibiotics and arsenic can be highly toxic to humans and weaken the immune system, especially when you are ill. So, I recommend no more chicken soup for a cold or flu. You should also stay away from fried foods. Fried foods can trigger inflammation, leading to reduced immunity. Also, fried foods accumulate acrylamide, a dangerous carcinogen. Sugary snacks or sodas, especially refined sugar, can suppress the immune system. One study suggests that sugar actually targets the cells that attack bacteria. Last but not least, stay away from processed foods. Processed foods have been chemically processed and made solely from refined ingredients and artificial substances. Those ingredients can lead to chronic inflammation, especially when you are sick. I hope all this information helps keep you well during flu season and beyond. I will put together a checklist in this week's podcast notes of all my recommendations to help you get through this flu and cold season without getting sick. Before I go, I would like to make an announcement about my first ordinary vegan product, which I am very excited about. It is plant-based CBD oil made from hemp with a rich and balanced source of essential fatty acids. I decided to launch this product because back in early 2017, I began to hear so many stories from people I trusted and from all of you about the benefits of CBD hemp oil. Some were using it for arthritis, others were using it for their mental health issues. I must say I was skeptical at first, and it was difficult to find studies that supported their claims. But since mental health problems is a subject near and dear to me, I decided to dig deeper and do more research. The more I found out, the more convinced I became that cannabidiol, also known as CBD oil, was helping people with a variety of problems. By the end of 2017, there was growing scientific evidence to back up those claims. During my research, I also found out that not all CBD hemp oil is created equal. That is when I decided that I was going to make a safe, non-THC, plant-based CBD oil from hemp available to my health and wellness community. My manufacturer is a leader in product safety and quality. They also test and analyze the products from seed to shelf, meaning they do everything with no go-betweens, which is not often the case with other CBD oil manufacturers. My CBD oil is also non-psychotic, meaning it doesn't get you high because it is not made from marijuana. It is made from hemp and it is 100% legal. It is also free of contaminants with no genetically modified ingredients, and it is grown without pesticides, herbicides, or chemical fertilizer. You can go to my website to purchase it at ordinaryvegan.net. There is also a frequently asked question page where I cover most of the information I spoke about in my last podcast, number 30, Everything You Need to Know About CBD Oil. My number one goal with this new product is to help you live a pain-free and anxiety-free life. That is it for today's podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here today, and thanks for being part of our health and wellness community. Sometimes, well, most of the time, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world to have all of you out there listening. And a day never goes by that I don't count all of you as my blessings. I am here to serve you, so please don't hesitate to ask me questions at nancy@ordinaryvegan.net. You can find all the show notes for my podcast at ordinaryvegan.net. Please join our health and wellness community on Facebook, which is just about 315,000 strong. Can you believe that? Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. They are a vibrant, compassionate community who loves supporting and helping each other. And I also do a cooking show every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook Live. We also have an Ordinary Vegan group. If you would like to join us there, I would love to see you. Just go to facebook.com/groups/ordinaryvegan. If you get a moment, please leave a comment or review on iTunes. If people enjoy the podcast, iTunes will give it a better position and expose it to more people. So thank you in advance if you have time. Wishing you a peaceful and compassionate week. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.